How to Start a Business Online. This is the audio version from moneyjournal.com. You can visit this page at any time by going to moneyjournal.com/start. My name is Sam and I've been creating online businesses since 2009. I've had the opportunity to build numerous businesses online and I've done pretty well in e-commerce, blogging, and on eBay. And if you're new to the world of making money from home or the whole online world together, then you're in the right place. So I'm grateful that you're being proactive in researching how you can start your own online business. So whether you have a case of tech phobia, tech deficiency, or tech savviness, I'm going to do my absolute best to simplify the whole process and get you kickstarted on your new startup. This guide, paired with my story, should give you a good idea that anyone can work from home by adding their own unique flavor to their online business. I've designed these three steps specifically for those that want to have their own website or blog and be the only person responsible for their successes and failures. I'm a big believer in owning your own web property because you will control your business's destiny and success. If you want to build your new startup from scratch, then let's get started on our orientation. How to start a business online. Before we get started, I must warn you that there is a lot of information on this page, about 7,000 words. So if you're the type of person to get overwhelmed by a plethora of information, you should definitely sign up for my free online startup crash course. You'll get a series of emails over a 2-week period that will help you micromanage each step. All you have to do is click that green Count Me In button in the black box on this page. Introduction. Three steps to start your online business. Before we get started, I want to address a couple questions you may have and one thing you should know about my approach to starting online businesses. First question that you may have is, I really don't have much money to start a business. How much will it really cost to get started? My answer to that is, the bare minimum cost to start your own website that is designed beautifully is about $65 in fixed costs and about $4 per month to keep your website live. If you don't have $65, then the bare minimum to start with is about $15 plus $4 every month. These costs are necessities to own your own domain and web hosting. A domain is your website name, so my domain is moneyjournal.com, and web hosting is what keeps your website live for the world to see. Second question. I need $1,000 by the end of the month. Will I make money fast? No one knows how fast money will start coming in, and I'm not going to provide you with any false guarantees. Don't let this be your primary drive to start an online business. One thing you should know about me is that I'm not an advocate of making a quick buck and then letting my income fade. My mentality is all about building lasting, scalable businesses that will continue to generate greater revenues for you. So I'm not into artificial or dead traffic, but traffic that will convert. I'm all about serving people who can benefit from your product and or service, regardless of the price tag attached to it. I believe in under-promising and over-delivering. So if you can resonate with anything that I've said so far, I think we'll get along great. So without further ado, here are my three steps to starting your online business with a bang. Step number one, planning your online business. Planning your roadmap will be crucial to the success of your new online startup. I'm not going to go into a formal business planning 101 because the majority of you will run away screaming with your arms flailed high in the sky. I do not have an MBA, but I have created and have been using this very procedure to build all of my web businesses. I can tell you that there is no better feeling than seeing your plans come into fruition. When your website is the puppeteer and your visitors become the puppets, you know that you've done a great job in both planning and executing your strategy. Always document your plan. Keeping detailed and organized notes will ensure a more effective strategy. Choosing your niche. I'm going to defy other information you may or may not have already read. So before you read through this section, I need you to know that I'm not going to spit out what these other so-called SEO gurus are talking about. If you've read through other How to Start Up Online Business articles, a lot of them focus their attention solely on keyword research. A lot of internet marketers, including myself, have gone down this road before. We find low competitive keyword phrases with high cost per click values and try to rank the sites organically, hoping people will click on the ads on your website. There is absolutely nothing wrong with this if you're providing a great resource for your visitors. But here's the big but. If your only goal is to make money and not build a lasting business, then maybe it's the right path for you. Your monthly residuals and ad income will likely decline as your non-existent interest in that particular niche plummets further into the grave. So if you create a blog about how you heart spiders and the thought of any living thing with more than four legs makes you tinkle, the chances are you'll abandon your project before allowing it to meet its full potential. So choose a niche that you're driven by. I believe that passion is a catalyst to drive. Passion can be found in thoughts, but drive actually pushes you forward. So when you're passionate about something, you can't help but to talk about what you know and what you're learning about. To bring this into context, with starting an online business, you want to transfer that verbal diarrhea into high-quality content that other enthusiasts can resonate with. When that energy is converted into text, graphics, video, and/or audio, you will be on your way to a lasting, growing, and thriving business. Your drive will propel you, while a passion will motivate you. So you don't need to have passion to make a successful online business, but you will need drive. Here's how I chose my niche and how you can choose yours. Before building MoneyJournal.com, I narrow my passions down to two that fit well together. The first one was building online businesses, and the second was teaching. The one thing that drives me is making an impact in others' lives. So when putting my passions together, the direction of MoneyJournal.com seemed pretty obvious. As a man who loves numbers, I quickly made some projections to see if it would be worth my time. I saw great potential with multiple streams of revenue, but I wasn't driven by money alone. Here are the first three niches that popped into my mind. Number one, a business/website consulting company. Number two, a digital marketing company. And number three, the make money from home niche. My goal was to have the greatest reach while being impactful in others' lives. I didn't necessarily have an interest in being contracted as a private consultant. I wanted to have the creative freedom to teach whomever wanted to learn how to build an online business with hopes in making some kind of positive impact in their lives, big or small. So what has allowed me to actually get the website up and running with a ton of starter content, all free, is knowing that people can actually benefit from this. The final questions I had before choosing the make money from home niche were, are there any gaps in this industry at the present time? Most definitely. Can I fill in these gaps? I'm quite certain I can, or at least I'll die trying. So number one, start with your passions and interests because they're usually easier to think of. Number two, find a relationship or relationships between them. Number three, from there, think about what drives you. This will keep you going through the rough patches. And finally, look for gaps in that niche that you can fill. So keyword research and its importance. After you've chosen your niche, you want to equip your website with a solid strategy backed by hard data. If you didn't read the tooltip above, keyword research is a strategic method that internet marketers use to find actual search terms that people type into these search engines. By targeting keyword phrases that real people are searching for, you are heightening your chances of being found organically in search engines and earning that traffic. Rather than guessing what your potential audience is looking for, keyword research allows us to know with more certainty the exact keyword phrases people type into the search engines. It is vital to make your decisions driven by data and not a gut feeling. Here are some keyword research resources. I personally use a software called Market Samurai for 95% of my keyword research and Google AdWords Keyword Planner for the other 5%. Keyword research is crucial to your website's success in the search engines. If you don't have at least 30 minutes to intensely dig through my Market Samurai review and tutorial or my Google Keyword Planner tutorial, then I'd recommend coming back to it at another time. These resources will always be available for free on my website, so if you need a few hours, days, or weeks to solidify your potential niche opportunities, you can always come back to this page or have me email you some of my personal resources. If you're a commute reader, stay-at-home mom or dad, print reader, or offline reader, then I would love to send you all of these resources, plus some of my very own business templates to your email. I understand that you're probably a busy person, so you can at least have them with you on your phone, computer, and/or tablet. You can visit moneyjournal.com/ bonus to grab these resources. Monetization methods. This is where your revenue will come from. Choosing your method to monetize will be the key to your revenue source and something you should know before setting your niche in stone. Here are a few examples of how I made money online from some of my present and previous web businesses. Number 1. Selling services, ebooks, and products. Number 2. Ad networks such as Google AdSense. Number 3. Membership sites, basic versus premium versus platinum levels. And number 4. Affiliate marketing. I have never been into filling out surveys or anything that requires more time than the money is worth. Time is our greatest asset, and the thought of wasting it filling out surveys has never appealed to me. I like to have full control of how money is made, where it comes from, and providing value through my products and services worth far more than its dollar value. So selling your services, ebooks, and products. A service is an intangible good. A few examples include web design, graphic design, programming, voiceovers, consulting, editing essays, and the list goes on. The first service that I sold using an online source was in the cell phone niche. I happened to have what others found to be a great skill in negotiation. While studying in my third year of undergraduate studies, I began advertising through my school's website and Craigslist that I will lower your monthly cell phone bill by at least 50%, otherwise my services are free to you. To my surprise, there was a ton of interest and I began meeting new clients in the school library. I would rent out one of the library common rooms for the hour and I would review my client's bill with them. From there, I would let them know whether I could bring it down by 50%. If I couldn't, then I would let them know how much I could bring it down by, and I would probably add some additional services that they didn't have. So my rate was 30% of your savings over a 3-year term, which is the contract period, paid up front. From there, it was up to them whether they would want to retain my services or not. Before cellular data became a necessity, other students were paying in the range of $50 to $200 per month before tax, while I was paying just under $20 taxes in, with double or triple the features they had. No, I didn't have an insider at any of the wireless corporations, but I knew my way to talk them down without offensive or obscene comments. My target demographic were people who needed to save money, which were students, and there was a great demand. Well, cell phones are now in full motion, and I had the confidence to repeat my streamlined process again and again. With great referrals and my initial clients, I was able to pay off my tuition that year. A few years later, in January 2009, I started a website in the cell phone niche again. Rather than providing consulting services, I began selling cell phone services that were beneficial for international travelers. This was during the roaming fees bust when people were getting charged up to $30,000 for 1 month on their cell phone bills while using their wireless services abroad. I began to educate cell phone users on how they can beat roaming charges. The service I provided was in the form of an email with an 8 to 16 digit number that they could enter in their phone with a simple video showing them how to do it. There were thousands of other companies out there trying to do the same, but the gap I filled in the industry was why? This business took off with a lot of effort to get started, but eventually became a great source of passive income, generating over $20,000 per month, with about an average of 45 minutes of work per week. So here's a checklist for selling your online services. If you're looking to sell an online service, there are a few things you should evaluate. 1. Is there a demand for this service? 2. What will make you stand out compared to the rest of your competition? And 3, do I have the knowledge, skills, and drive to continually repeat this process? Always give more than you promise. It will leave your clients feeling better than they expected, which will add to your drive to be bigger and better. Ebooks. Let's face it, the world has gone digital and is only becoming more and more digital. The very fact that you are reading this page shows that people are searching for information online. The differences between your ebook and the books released by big name publishers in your local Barnes & Noble or Chapters/Indigo stores are, you have the creative freedom to write whatever you want. It doesn't cost you a penny to publish it, and there really is no risk involved. An ebook is a great introduction to let your website viewers know what you are about, and how the information and experiences you have can help them in that specific niche. Whether you are selling the ebook or providing it for free, there's value in both. Generally, more established writers sell their ebooks using third-party sources like Amazon or directly through their own website. Those that are in the process of establishing themselves as writers tend to provide this information for free, usually in exchange for an email address. Neither are bad models, but it's important to understand what you would like to achieve after the person has purchased or signed up to receive your ebook. There should be a greater plan in mind than ending your relationship at, "Cool, thanks, here's your copy of my ebook." Selling products. I've journeyed down this road before, becoming a platinum eBay seller with over $500,000 in sales in my first 9 months. eBay, Amazon, Kijiji, Craigslist, they're all great ways to get started in distributing your products. However, it should not be your end-all. Establishing a brand through a personal website, social media, and email marketing will act as your strongest assets in recurring business. The one thing that I've seen hundreds of eBayers and Amazoners of the like doing is selling their product and then hoping the customer will come back. For example, when using eBay, you gain access to each of your buyer's email addresses. Chances are you're selling products primarily in a specific niche. I sold in the area of consumer electronics. Now you have a targeted list of buyers who have trusted you once, and if they left you positive feedback, they will most likely trust you again. By using simple methods such as packing slips with coupons, a personalized letter in the package, or a follow-up email are great ways to keep your customers happy and have them purchasing directly from your website without paying the commissions to your third-party vendor. You build a brand, promote trustability, and increase your ROI. Making money through ad networks like Google AdSense. After getting my first check from Google, I thought it was pretty cool to see my name as the recipient from the sender, Google Inc. They were paying me to put advertisements up on my dinky little website. Although the check wasn't a fat one, it was a start to completely passive income. Monetization through advertisements are most prominent on blogs, informational sites, mobile applications, and online tools. The one thing that you'll see in common is that these ads tend to show up on places where things are free. You may already have a great blog with a great following and you're looking for ways to make money online with what you already have. Your content here is key. With Google AdSense, your cost per click will largely depend on your niche, your content, geographic location of visitors, and how your users find you. For example, let's say visitor A landed on moneyjournal.com searching for how to make money online, and visitor B came to MoneyJournal directly by typing in the domain name in the address bar. There's a higher probability that the payout from visitor A will likely be higher since it's targeted traffic and the CPC value is quite high in this niche. With that being said, if you choose to use AdSense in your monetization arsenal, search engine optimization will need to be a part of your online marketing strategy. Having ads on your site doesn't have to be intrusive, and they can actually act as a great way for people to find a product or service that you're writing about. While you're making money, you're helping your visitors find a potential source for a product or service that you're not offering yourself. Making money through membership sites. More and more membership sites are going with this freemium model. Freemium refers to a basic level of membership with limited access, for free, and has options to upgrade to premium levels with more features, but with a fee. This is a great way to get signups with a goal to convert free members into paid members. Other membership sites provide a money-back guarantee within a specific number of days if the buyer is unsatisfied. Membership sites are a great source of revenue as they provide residual income each month or year by having buyers on a recurring payment subscription. Getting paid members is not as easy as you may think it is. The buyer tendency is to read reviews, test it, and if it's invaluable, buy a membership. As much as I love membership sites, there's a ton of work required on a daily basis to keep evolving the site. If you're selling premium content, then you must be on top of the most current information in your industry, as well as to be able to teach how to apply it. If you're providing software, you and or your developers should be working on evolving the software to meet the needs of your clients. Again, with membership sites, it's important to give more than you promise. No one wants to pay for a membership that provides little value or falls behind on current trends. People will jump ship once they find something that's better and more affordable if you don't nurture your relationship with them throughout the process. Make your members a part of your development and be open-minded to their suggestions. Making money through affiliate marketing. Affiliate marketing is when you promote another company's product or service. If a sale or a lead is made through your referral, you are generally paid a small commission as their way of saying thanks. Referrals are generally tracked by a link to the company's website, which contains parameters in the URL identifying that it's your lead. I use affiliate links as part of the MoneyJournal monetization strategy. But there's rules that I personally abide by and will not compromise, no matter how tempting the commissions are. Here are my rules for affiliate marketing and something that you should consider following if you decide to use affiliate links in your online strategy. I never promote a product or service if I have not used it myself or am not presently using it. I never look for the highest paying commission and promote that one only. I look for the best quality product and or service and promote it if I feel it's worth sharing. I learn how to use affiliate products and services before promoting it. If it's not invaluable to me, I won't make it sound like it is. Don't try to trick your viewers into clicking through your link by saying something like, free download. Honesty is always the best policy. If you provide great content and you're promoting an affiliate link, I don't see why people wouldn't want to click through. If you've helped them out, why wouldn't they want you to get a little piece of the pie when it comes at no additional cost to them? If you've ever purchased anything through one of my affiliate links, thank you. The commission is one thing, but the most important thing for me is that you're using the same tools that I use to build my online businesses. It shows me that there are others out there on the same journey with me. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you for your support in building MoneyJournal.com. So here's the key to choosing how to monetize your website. The key to choosing how you monetize is in understanding who your audience is. For example, if you're selling sunglasses through your online e-commerce store, your primary source of revenue will most likely be in sales from your own products. By adding a revenue source like Google AdSense, you'll most likely hurt your sales as you're going to be sending traffic directly to other online sunglass stores. Yes, you may make a couple bucks on the click-throughs, but you could have potentially made a whole lot more on the initial sale, recurring sales, and referral sales. Think through your whole strategy before finalizing how you will decide to make money online. Find what works and push it hard. Find what doesn't and push it up. Setting up tiered phases. Before starting your business, it's easy to think of the end goal instead of everything in between. This is sometimes my Achilles heel. It's important to think about where you want your business to be, but twice as important to strategize on how you will get there. Throughout the process, it's important that you are flexible and creative in your building. I generally like to start with a minimum viable product. By definition, this is the highest return on your investment versus your risk. You may have an awesome idea to be the next YouTube or Instagram, but it'll probably take you hundreds of thousands of dollars to build anything remotely close to it, as well as a whole lot of time. Although you may not be selling a product, it's always a safe bet to test the waters with the minimum product or service you can provide and to see how your audience responds. From there, you can implement your next phase after the market has proven itself to you. If you're new to the world of at-home businesses and have a stable job, don't make a rash decision and quit your day job quite yet. I've seen some friends invest their life savings into something they have very little knowledge in with high hopes that they will see a return in 3 months. Yes, there are many success stories like this, but it's always a good idea to phase yourself in and phase yourself out when the time is right. Set up your business strategically, knowing what your MVP is and how you can start building towards your vision. Step 2, website design and development. You do not need to know how to code to make a beautiful website. Does it help to know how to code? Yes, and I encourage you to at least understand the fundamentals of HTML5 and CSS3. However, you do not need to know how to code to make a beautiful website. Learning these basics will allow you to make further customizations to already great websites, but it's not an absolute must to get started, at least the Money Journal way. Two things that you'll need to get started with a website is a domain and hosting. Yes, you will need both of these. Your domain name is exactly what it sounds like. It's your domain, your terrain, your home, your brand. MoneyJournal.com is my domain name. Hosting is kind of what it sounds like. Your web hosting gives power to your domain, allowing it to be live on the internet for your visitors to visit and interact with your content. Without a hosting service, no one will be able to see your website. There are two types of free hosting. Number one, hosting that has ads plastered all over your website in which you get no revenue from. And number two, by using someone else's domain and hosting services, and you get a subdomain. So for example, yourname.wordpress.com. And there are four reasons why I do not recommend going with either of these routes. Number one, you don't want to ruin your user experience with ads all over your site in places that you would have never put them. On top of that, you don't get a single penny for any click-throughs on the ads. The second reason is, by creating an account on WordPress.com, Tumblr, Blogger, or any other free places, you do not actually own your site. What if one of these sites decides to shut down their services, loses all of its data, or sells off to a company that doesn't have the same vision? You will lose everything that you've worked for. Number three, you'll have limited access to customize your site. And finally, four, lack of brand recognition. I wouldn't want to give anyone a business card that says moneyjournal.notmydomain.com. So where can you get your domain and hosting? There are obviously hundreds of companies out there that provide these services. I presently own 37 active domains on 3 hosting accounts. With all things considered, quality versus cost versus uptime, I recommend Bluehost. After 3 years of using their services, they have yet to fail me. You can get Bluehost for $3.49 per month on their starter plan through my link on this website, moneyjournal.com/start. And their package includes a free domain as well, so you can get started with your web business for virtually no money at all. MoneyJournal.com is currently hosted on InMotion Hosting, and the only reason why I've stuck with InMotion is because I purchased a dedicated server years ago, which runs me about $300 a month. I have every intention to move this website over to Bluehost once my contract is up. If Bluehost shared hosting at $5.95 per month for their Plus plan is good enough to support the over 100,000 cumulative visitors I get a month on a couple of my sites, I trust that their dedicated server will be even better. If you're new to hosting, I strongly recommend starting off with the starter plan at $3.49 a month or the Plus plan, not a dedicated plan. There's no need to drop hundreds of dollars each month unless you have more server-intensive needs and no advanced languages like Apache or Unix. Next is the design and build. I use WordPress for nearly all of my websites. It's absolutely free and there are thousands of themes to choose from. There are free themes that come built into the WordPress theme, which are okay at best, to get a really standard blog going. The places where I get my themes from are Elegant Themes and ThemeForest, which I have links to on this page. They have a massive community of developers who build amazingly beautiful themes and sell them at an affordable price. To give you a better picture, these themes have robust functionality that will give you complete control over your website without knowing how to code. So building one of these themes alone would probably take me several months, or if I outsource the work, tens of thousands of dollars. The prices range but are extremely simple to implement once you have the right tools. Before you buy a theme, I'd strongly recommend you have a read through my full-out guide and series on how to make a website. You can visit that by going to moneyjournal.com/website. I'll show you exactly what to look for when buying a theme, including site speed, code integrity, and which site will be the most suitable for your needs and business goals. Implementing your web strategy. Implementing your online strategy is an important piece of the puzzle. This is where you are seeking to optimize your website for conversion. The most common conversion goal is to get the sale. For websites that are not selling anything directly, your conversion goal may be to get someone to sign up for a newsletter or to get a prospective client through your office doors. You want to make it easy to convert. You are the host and your web traffic are your guests. You want them to be comfortable and make it easy to get around your home with ease. Let's say you're hosting a potluck barbecue and you've just renovated your kitchen. You're super stoked to show it off to your guests. Your goal is to get people in that kitchen so they can see your new appliances, backsplash, countertops, and cupboards. When the doorbell rings, are you going to send them around the side of the house to the backyard? No, you're going to let them know that they can take whatever dish they've brought and put it in the refrigerator, which is in your kitchen. The same goes for conversion rate optimization. If you want your visitor to sign up for a newsletter, ask them to. If you want them to purchase something, make it easy for them to find it. If you want to get a lead, make your phone number accessible with other contact options at the tip of their fingers. With any web strategy, you want to ensure that the user experience is seamless and it gets your visitors voluntarily clicking through to meet your conversion goals. There's obviously a fine line between spamming, which makes you look desperate, and providing valuable content that will make them want to know more. So put yourself in the driver's seat. Does your website lead people to where you want them to go? Next is to measure and analyze. So what good is traffic that doesn't convert? You may think that you have the perfect strategy in place, but there's no such thing as the perfect strategy. Conversion goals are something that can always increase or decrease. The main tool that I use to measure my web traffic is Google Analytics, simply because it's free, robust with features, and gives you a good overview of who, what, and how your visitors are finding you. It also gives you a good idea to speculate why they're leaving your website as well. I'll be providing more training on Google Analytics and showing you how I use it to boost my conversion rates on my sites. In the meantime, you can read my article on what Google Analytics is and the bare minimum necessities to setting it up properly. You can find that article by going to moneyjournal.com/blog. Finally, step number 3, marketing your online business. Now that you have an idea of how to set up your online home business, it's time to get it out there. Online marketing is all about creativity, data, and great content. If you've done your research before hitting my extensive guide on starting your online business, then you've probably heard about the following marketing methods: search engine optimization, SEO, pay-per-click marketing, PPC, social media marketing, content marketing, and email marketing. So to get found, we're going to focus on inbound marketing, and this is search engine optimization and pay-per-click marketing. Search engine optimization refers to naturally ranking a website or page in the search engine results. Generally speaking, the higher your web page appears in the search engines for a specific keyword phrase, the more likely you will get natural organic visitors to your website. In a nutshell, this is achieved by great relevant content combined with quality backlinks from other websites. Pay-per-click marketing. This is a paid form of marketing. Generally, advertisers will pay a publisher to place their advertisement, text and/or graphic on their website for a fee. The advertisement will pay the publisher for any click-throughs based on a cost-per-click model. As a rule of thumb, the higher the competition, the higher the CPC rate will be for that specific keyword phrase. There's another model of paid marketing called cost-per-impression. This is a less common form of marketing, as you pay for the number of times someone sees your advertisement, an impression, on the publisher's website, whether they click through or not. The cost per impression rates are generally much lower than a cost per click, but impressions quickly rise compared to clicks. Getting noticed, branding. Social media marketing is a form of marketing using social media networks to drive traffic to your website. Social media marketing is quickly evolving and is being used as a place to build a community of like-minded people. Next is content marketing. If you haven't gotten into content marketing, then it's time to start. Content marketing is arguably the fastest growing form of marketing in 2014. It is the act of publishing any form of content, video, blogs, images, text, etc., to attract visitors to become customers or community members. People are interested in reading about relevant content in the industry and are always looking for industry leaders to provide that information to them in a concise and coherent manner. Email marketing. This is the most common form of direct marketing. Emails are generally used to build brand awareness and loyalty to that brand. For companies that are selling products, they generally use it to advertise promotional sales or to solicit sales in other ways. Websites use email marketing as a means to provide updates, release new products, and to give valuable information, leading them to a piece of content on their website. They can also be used to make a profit by sending sponsored emails. And finally, get paid. This is where you make money. So whatever niche you decide to enter, there's always a way to make money through it. You don't want to build a reputation of begging people to buy your product or to click on your ads. You want to provide value to your visitors and customers with the intent to build a mutually beneficial relationship. With a proper strategy and monetization methods in place, the money will come. So which methods should I use to market my website? SEO is a long-term strategy and arguably one of the most profitable when executed efficiently. Although it may not be a part of every business's goals, I always used it as a means of gaining traffic free of charge. Pay-per-click is great for startups with an advertising budget. Since this Start Here guide is for lean startups, I won't dig too much into this now. Social media is a touchy subject. People keep hearing that social media marketing is bomb. And it absolutely is. The problem that I see people getting into is that they try to participate in every single social media network out there. They focus on trying to build a community on every network while diverting their attention from their actual website. If you find that a social media network will be a strong asset to your business, start with one, maybe two, or maybe zero. If you think that the time put into building your community will compromise the quality of your content, don't force it. You can always ease into it at a later time when it's more relevant to your business. I'm a strong believer in content marketing and believe that it should be a part of everyone's strategy in some way, shape, or form. Whether you're writing information about your industry, providing valuable tips, or sharing a funny video or image that industry participants can appreciate, go for it. Content marketing has exploded in 2014 and is only getting bigger. Finally, with email marketing, whether you are sending out messages daily, weekly, monthly, or never, it's always a good idea to start collecting email addresses. People sign up for newsletters because they appreciate what you're doing. If they have voluntarily signed up, they want you to send them an email or two. They're not necessarily looking for self-promotional emails, but ones that will provide value to them. They have been gracious enough to give you their direct contact information, so please handle it with respect. No one likes a spammer. You finally made it down to the bottom of this page. Congratulations! I can tell that you're pretty serious about starting your career as a work-from-home guy or gal, and it's not easy to read or listen to over 6,000 words from a complete stranger, plus another 15,000 more from my blog posts if you happen to go through them. If you want to start an online business, I encourage you to find an accountability partner. Starting something new can be overwhelming. If you've ever talked to anyone else about how great it would be to start your own at-home business, please feel free to share this page with them using any of the share buttons below or to the side. It's always great to have accountability from others who are on the same journey with you. If you don't have anyone, then no worries. I'll be here on that journey with you. If you've enjoyed being informed or inspired by anything that I've written or said, please allow me to send you some of my business templates and get you started on my free crash course. This page has a lot of information, and I'm sure some of you feel bombarded with information overload. In my crash course, I'll send you emails over the next couple of weeks to make sure that you stay on course. I generally send a few motivational emails and tips as you begin your journey and anything else that I think will be helpful to growing your online business. I don't send spam, paid sponsored emails, or junk that I don't believe in. I would be honored if you will allow me to journey with you as you begin your new online startup. I wish you all the best as you begin your wonderfully challenging but rewarding online startup. You can sign up for my crash course at moneyjournal.com/crash course. Thank you for listening, and I hope to join you in your new online startup. Good luck.